Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Joe Novak. How are you, Joe?
I'm really well today, Chris. How are you?
I'm very good indeed. You're from Wickham Vineyards in England.
I am, yes. I'm one of the officers there in the company and looking after couple of the businesses there, and Wickham is doing great things, but I know we're going to talk more about that.
That's right. Do you want to tell us, first of all, where Wickham is, though?
Well, Wickham is between Southampton and Portsmouth. It's just off the M3, and
for overseas people, where's that?
That is south of England, not about an hour and a half's drive out of London, so yep. Very close, and very close to Winchester if you're coming over to visit from overseas.
Okay, and you're a vineyard, obviously.
We're an English vineyard, a thriving vineyard and a growing one, producing from 10 different grape varieties, mainly Germanic grape varieties, and we produce quality English still wine.
Mm-hmm. Not sparkling?
A little sparkling, yes. We have a rosé sparkling, and we're going to produce like a champagne, a straight English sparkling wine too, but not in great quantities. Our speciality really is English still wine, our fumé and a very good red.
Okay, your fumé, that's oak-aged Ortega, is it?
No, it's Bacchus and Reichensteiner. So okay. Reichensteiner is a very much a German sounding name. So it's 60-40% of those two grapes. It's very well received in the market. It's stocked by prestigious companies like Berry Brothers, who've been in business for well over 100 years. So yep. It's not Joe Novak nor even William the winemaker who are saying that it's good wine. It's companies like that who are saying that they are excellent wines.
You said there's a couple of business modules in Wickham.
Yes, there's four, if you like, distinct businesses. There's Wickham Vineyards producing the wines, as I've just explained. There's another company called Wineshare, which is a wine club. And we run, we have five vineyards. We sell direct from the vineyard to wine aficionados or people who just love wines. And we run events for people. We had the Institute of Direct over last night. We have the winemaker coming over, and we've got another interesting South African winemaker coming on the 27th of May, and he's a transformational speaker called Bertie Jones. It's a club where people who love wine can come, meet, have fun, and also go to Calais and buy the wines free of English duty, which is high and rising at the moment, as
so
you know.
So you have your wines in France?
Yes, you can buy the...
I like that, you're exporting wine to France.
No, what we do, well, absolutely, I mean, almost in a way. As I say, it's a platform of five vineyards, so three are from France, one from England, and one in Italy as well. So all the wines that we sell through Wineshare can be bought at Calais, and that is free of English duty. So anyone who's out there from England who wants to join Wineshare, we've actually got a trip going over there this weekend for people to pick up their supplies of wines.
Okay, so who owns the vineyards?
It's a private individual who owns all these businesses. So that's two of the businesses. Another one is a vineyard in Bordeaux called Grand Main in the Côte de Jura, and that also forms one of the platform of the five vineyards that I was talking about. And then in addition, I know we're going to come on to that later, is the acquisition of the Thresher, 14 of the Thresher shops.
Okay, so where are the vineyards dotted?
Yeah, so Wickham is obviously in Hampshire.
Bordeaux.
There's one in Bordeaux, and then there are the other vineyards, which we don't own, but we sell their wines through the club.
Oh, okay.
There's one in Italy, in Tuscany, one in called Pisay in Beaujolais, and one in Pietermail country in Provence, in the Côte de Luberon.
Oh, okay.
So you've got a platform of, you know, a selection of if you like, five varied vineyards, varied wines, and excellent wines. They are superb wines, which you wouldn't buy or couldn't buy through supermarkets in the UK.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a great club. And as I say, we run all these events. So people get together, they network. We have great fun. As I say, we had people down at the vineyard because we have a fantastic tasting room there. And we had a great evening with almost 50 people.
How many people in the club?
We've got it runs in the thousands, and we're growing. We target, I suppose, an age range of around the sort of 45 to the age that people want to carry on drinking.
Yeah, sure.
Many.
45 plus.
45 plus, absolutely.
Okay. And do you sell all your wines or all five of those wines in, at Wickham Vineyards itself?
Currently, we're selling, yes, through Wineshare, obviously, at Wickham. You can, the two points, you can buy them from Calais or from Wickham Vineyard. But if you buy them from Wickham Vineyard, they're also obviously going to be inclusive of UK duty. So, yes, you can pick them up from there. And then we supply them, those wines, to our customers in England. We personalise the wines, the labels. So if you want to make a special gift to someone, then you can have, you know, your wine say, happy birthday, Auntie Sally, or whatever you want to say. We've got some fantastic labels of past people who've had some very creative ideas in the way they want to.
Can you do that for the other wines from Bordeaux as well?
Yes, for all those Wineshare wines, they can all be personalised. Okay. And the Wickham wines.
I'll remember
as well.
That. We get asked occasionally from time to time whether we can supply wine like that, and we just said, no, not interested.
Yes.
But for weddings and things like that,
absolutely.
Good volume.
Beautiful idea.
But let's crack on. One of the reasons I was quite interested talking to you was as Thresher's dissolved itself.
Sure.
You guys snapped up a few of the stores down south. Why?
Well, an opportunity arose. We specifically chose the shops that were around the Hampshire area because obviously we can more easily manage the supply into those shops from the Wickham Vineyard if we're logistically around the Hampshire area. So there is one actually in Dorset, and then in two very close to London, sort of Fleet and Odiham. So all those 14 shops are supplied or sourced from the Wickham Vineyard, in the sense that obviously we have Wickham wines in there, but in addition we have from a myriad of different locations all around the world. We're trying to supply wines which, again, customers wouldn't really get in typical your Tesco's and your Sainsbury's. So we're trying to essentially bring good quality wines at a fair price to our customers out in Hampshire.
And I presume you're pushing those five key wines that you bring in anyway for your wine club?
We're not supplying all the five Wineshare wines into those. No, but the two wines that I will promote will be the Wickham wines, which is one of the wines that we own and control, and the business I was explaining to you with regard to Bordeaux, those wines are in there. If you like our equity wines.
Sure, and everything else is just bought through wholesalers?
Is bought either direct from the vineyard, ex-seller, and obviously with the 14 shops, we have a reasonable buying power. So we become an interesting buyer to vineyards themselves, so we can buy direct. And of course, yes, from time to time, we'll go through other agents and resellers.
Why did you take on the vineyards? Because you've got a nice, wee viable business. Why have the whole hassle of supplying, especially in England where margins are razor thin and it's not always the best business to be in?
Yes. We saw that we could add value where Thresher's didn't, in the sense that they had made some marketing mistakes. And I think we're able, with a smaller select number of shops around a specific area, to ensure that we can essentially make that a much more viable business than Thresher certainly did. And we see it also as an opportunity of growing the business.
Is it mainly to sell Wickham wines, or is it to really branch out?
We obviously couldn't just sell Wickham wines through those shops. So there's many, many, many other wines and spirits and other items as well, including cigarettes, which are sold through those shops. So there's a range of products that customers want that we're selling.
Is it to diversify your business then? Or,
well, yes. I mean, to that extent, yes. It's a way of growing the business, essentially. I mean, you can look at it in a more sort of commercial sense. That, of course, it's an integrated value chain. So we have the supply, yes, with Wickham and Bordeaux. We have a winery, both in France and in Wickham, and then we have the market outlets. But as I said, we're supplying quality wines from sometimes direct from the vineyards to customers that wouldn't necessarily be able to get hold of those wines. But of course, we've got many different types of customers in Hampshire, and you will find some of the more popular brands as well in those shops, because that's what the customers want. And of course, we're going to supply those to customers.
A lot of UK vineyards don't sell normally through outlets. Maybe they might, if they're big, they might do a deal with Waitrose or Sainsbury's. A lot of them try and position themselves in the restaurant trade. Do you think you're not cutting off your nose a wee bit? Because normally a restaurant won't take a wine that's in the high street, or they try not to. So do you find that you're getting pushback from restaurants now that your wines are generally available?
I think there's been a degree of interest because of this market move that we've made. And in fact, I think Wickham Wines has benefited hugely from the publicity that we've had. And it's actually made us a little bit more popular because of the activity that we've made. Sometimes one deal begets another deal. An activity or a transaction or an event makes other people sit up and take notice and think, oh, Wickham Wines, look what they've done. Yes, we do want to stock them. And wow, are they brilliant wines. I just had some people trying our wines just this morning, and they're saying, wow, the red's fantastic. And we're not known, the British people are not known as for making absolutely superb red wines, but our red is fantastic. So I think the reverse.
Okay. I spoke to a couple of people who took over some Thresher's stores, not on the show, just privately, and some of them got a bit screwed by the receivers in that they landed up paying quite a margin over just to get access to the old stores. Because you bought 14 stores, did you get a bargain?
Did we get a bargain? I don't think there's any such thing as a bargain. I'm not going to comment particularly on the acquisition because I do not know who's necessarily out there. And I've sort of been a fairly long and tooth in many other commercial enterprises. And probably I think I'll pass on that one if I may. But you know, a fair price was given, a market price was given at that time.
In Calais, when you're selling your wine in Calais, do you supply it to one of the stores in Calais to resell, or do you own a store in Calais yourself?
No, we have our own space actually in the warehouse in Calais, and so we've got space there, and so we bring, you know, after each vintage, we'll bring an amount of volume and bottles from each of those vineyards that I was explaining about, and that's actually at Calais, and then customers can come and collect during the course of the year.
Do they have to buy a case of a wine, or is it?
Yeah,
mixed
yes,
cases?
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, they have to buy a case of wine. We typically don't do mixed cases there either. That's a bit tricky for us. But yes, we have customers who will come and buy 20, 30, 40 cases of wine.
There's quite a bit of plonk.
Yeah, absolutely. But again, the price is very competitive, and they can have it all personalised, and you know, it works
even
really, really
in
well.
Calais.
Yeah, I can do that.
How do you do that?
We have it all set up basically by a certain date in March, mid-March. They tell us all their personalization requirements. I can ensure then, but you know, that it's bottled and then delivered into Calais and ready for their collection at any point in time going forward.
So it's actually done before it gets to Calais. I was thinking a lot of warehouses, they're hard enough to get them just to pick a case, let alone get change some labels.
So that's all done. So it's quite an exercise. So there's a bunch of activities going on at Wickham. In addition, at Wickham, we've got a fantastic restaurant, the Vatica restaurant, which is Atul Kochhar's sister restaurant. He has a Michelin star in Benares in Berkeley Square. And his sister restaurant is down at Wickham with us. So as I say, that's between Southampton and Portsmouth. And so you can come and have a great meal there. And sometimes we run through Wineshare and Wickham fantastic black tie event. And it's fantastic, excellent food, and we'll have a platform of wines that we'll match with the food. And we ran in conjunction with Vatica a charity bash for UNICEF, September of last year. And I'd have to say, a vineyard is a magical place with a marquee. It almost looked like a perfect wedding setting.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it is. There's a lot of people who want to get married in vineyards.
Yes,
do you do weddings?
Yes, we do. Yes, so you can get a marquee, and we have a selected area in the vineyard, and we, you know, obviously we have the wines available as well, and we can run forward with that. So, and several people have booked.
Okay, brilliant. I think we'll wrap it up there, Jo. Thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you, Chris.